all that was happening was we were getting one atom to shuttle between two sites.
Okay.
It was attached to wires, and the atom could jump between being on the end of this wire or on the end of that wire, and the electrical conductance would switch between two states, a high state and a low state. That's what a switch does. And it was a two-wire switch instead of a three-wire switch. A transistor is a kind of three-wire switch. And so we had to send the switching current directly through the two wires also. But that's okay. And we're not pursuing that because it was very limited. It was done in special circumstances. We did see a way to directly pursue that, although what we learned there is possibly very relevant to what people are doing in so-called molecular electronics these days, getting molecules to switch their configurations when you apply a large enough voltage or current to the molecule.
Right.
So, you know, that was work done a long time ago when dinosaurs were on the Earth.